We'll be in touch.
Oh, always something new. No pizza still. Okay. Case number 12-22-833.
I'm sorry, what number are we at now?
12-833.
Morning. Counsel, please identify yourself and your witness for the record.
Captain Doug Sove from Connecticut State Police. My witness with me today is Officer Elizabeth Curto, badge number 218 of the Watertown Police Department.
That is C-U-R-T-O. I don't need my eyes checked. Okay, Captain, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, this is a suitability case regarding unsafe storage of a firearm. With later amended charges, pardon me, because we had an initial charge here, to 29-37I failure to secure firearms while a 15-year-old juvenile with suicidal ideation was present in the residence. We believe the appellant is unsuitable to possess firearms for that reason.
Okay. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. I just want to say...
Can you just speak up a little bit, please?
Yes. I've been married for 30 years, been at the same job for 27 years, been Macy for 12 years, Assistant Scoutmaster for 5 years, Scoutmaster for 4 years, Cub Scout then leader for 5 years. I actually ran a cookout for the Watertown Police Department with the Masons a few years ago and helped with one in Wilpit also. Right now, as a letter I actually got from the board, I have no criminal record. I got expunged because I went through probation. And the judge stated in my case that after I was finished with my probation, I could actually get my firearm back at the end of probation. I'm in the process right now with the Watertown Police Department to retrieve my pistol from evidence. And the other part of my statement, I just want to explain what happened. See if that would wait.
Speak up, please.
Oh, yes, sir. If you could speak up. We need to transcribe, so you have to speak. Okay. And these don't amplify. This is the TV people.
This is your opening statement, not presenting your case. I think you said you were going to explain what happened. That will come later.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just a brief opening statement.
I would like to try to get my pistol permit back for, I like to go to the range sometimes and spend time with my older son. Sometimes I have to open up the shop in Bridgeport on the weekends at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not the greatest area.
I know you don't, it's probably not used to projecting your voice, but you have to project enough so that they need to hear, and we definitely need this microphone to pick you up. So it might help if you sit up straight and kind of speak from your
diaphragm.
Yes.
Do I have to repeat what I just said? Or?
No.
Okay. No.
All right. Well, I guess that's my opening statement.
Wonderful. Thank you. You may
Thank
proceed.
You. I'd like to call Officer Curto.
Okay.
Officer Curto, how long have you been employed by Watertown Police Department?
Almost 5 years, since July of 2019.
And do you recall an incident at the appellant's residence on 11/25/2021?
Yes, I do.
And could you briefly outline that incident for the board?
Yes, so me and other units were sent to the appellant's residence for a well-being check of a 15-year-old juvenile male who was later identified as the appellant's son. There was a photo that we were told was posted on social media of the appellant's son with a firearm in the caption, "Goodbye."
Can you go on, how was that firearm stored in the residence after your investigation continued?
As our investigation continued, we found that the firearm was stored in an unsecured kitchen cabinet, which was unlocked.
And the 15-year-old juvenile son was able to obtain possession of that firearm?
Yes.
And make said social media posting?
Yes.
As well. Jenny Lahan, did the appellant offer any explanation to you of why the firearm was stored in this manner?
I don't remember any explanation.
Okay. Yeah, and just for the record, the report is erased, so Officer Curto's gone off memory on this incident. Did you interview anybody else at the residence?
I believe we spoke to the appellate's other son, which was the older brother, and he said that he was contacted by a friend of his little brother, and he was told that the appellate's son, who was the 15-year-old who questioned the report, sent a photo to the other friend saying goodbye, and he had the photo of the firearm with him.
And could you briefly detail the juvenile son's mental health history, the issues he was suffering from?
Yeah, we were told that he was diagnosed with depression. He was on medication for it. He sees a counselor, and he has a history of self-harm. And when I spoke to him, or when officers spoke to him at the scene, he was very upset. And he says that at the time, the counselors, everything weren't working for his mental state.
Thank you. Nothing further from my witness.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions of the officer based on her testimony?
The only thing, she said the gun was stored in the cabinet and it was on top
okay.
of the cabinet.
Okay, you're going to be able to have your own version, but do you have questions for her? Okay, does the board have questions?
When did this happen?
I believe you said November 25th, 2021.
Other questions?
Yeah, the photograph we were talking about, how was the gun portrayed? Was it just the gun or was it?
I don't know. I did not see it.
Okay.
I believe it was the appellate's son and the gun together. I don't know how it was positioned.
You don't know whether
like
it was pointed at him or anything like that?
I don't remember how it was stated.
Can I allow the witness to refresh her recollection with
Thank
the
you.
Report? I know it's erased, but I believe I can use any document to refresh.
How would you do that?
If we don't want to, I won't do it, but.
Well, if it's erased.
It's constructively erased as a matter of law, but it still exists as a document.
Oh, well, let's not go down that road, counsel. Thanks.
<It's> other
questions by the board?
What kind of firearm was it?
It was a handgun. I'm not sure of the make and model exactly.
And it was recovered?
It was recovered, yeah.
Was it loaded?
I believe it was. I'm not sure if it was in the chamber, but I believe we recovered the magazine and some ammunition in the firearm, if my memory serves me correctly.
Thank you.
Other questions? Other witnesses, Captain?
No other witnesses.
All right, sir, it's your turn to tell us loudly what you'd like us to know.
On that morning, it was November 25th was Thanksgiving morning. I had gone out into Waterbury to get gas, so I took the pistol with me. I got home and put the pistol on top of the cabinet in the kitchen where I was going to be preparing food to take to my sister for Thanksgiving. I was running late and we were rushing around to get everybody ready to go, and I forgot to lock the gun back up in the safe. My oldest son was working. It came late to dinner at my sister's house in his own car. He and my youngest son left about an hour before us, and that's why my son had access to the pistol, as I forgot, I made a mistake, to put the pistol back in the safe. My youngest son had been having a great day with us at my sister's house, joking around and laughing, and I had no idea he was feeling so depressed inside. If that situation didn't happen, with my son going home early with my other son, this never would have happened. And it's, you know, it's the worst mistake I ever made, and you know, something I have to live with and think about every day. And as of this time, my son is still going to therapy, and that's my case.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Question?
Yes, please. Sir, is your son still living in the residence with you at this time?
Yes, correct.
And what is your gun storage protocol now?
I have a safe downstairs. I had a safe in my other truck. I have a safe under the bed, a little portable, you know, safe with a cable. And as currently right now, there's no guns in the house. They're stored at a friend's house. So my protocol is when I get home, if I have the guns, I would put them in the safe.
Have there been any instances since this instance of you storing the gun elsewhere?
No.
Okay. Does your son still continue to suffer from mental health difficulties?
He does.
Okay. Nothing further.
Questions by the board? Attorney Sinetti, go ahead.
Yeah, so why was the gun at that moment on top of the kitchen cabinet?
Because I came home from getting gas and I just like took it out of my waistband, like put it up there because I was going to be in the kitchen preparing food, and then before we left I would have put it in the safe, but like I said, we were rushing around and I made a mistake. You know?
And how old's your other son?
He's,
or was he at the time, I should
at
say?
At that time he would have been 24.
And how long had you had that gun, that particular gun?
I probably had that for about 10 years.
Okay, did it come with a lock?
I don't know if it came with one, but I did have locks for it, yes.
Okay, so obviously you could have secured it. You say you were just in a hurry and you didn't.
Yes.
And you know that that's not proper safety procedure, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Do you have other firearms?
I do.
Oh, how many? About?
Probably about 6 or 8 other firearms.
And how long have you had firearms? More than 10 years?
I probably had 3 or 4. I'm sorry, what exactly was
it? How long have you been a firearms owner?
Oh, probably 15, 18 years since I got my permit initially.
Cool. Any other safety concerns in the house?
No.
Any other incidents?
No.
Is your choice to store your firearms with a friend at this point?
My wife's, she didn't want any guns in the house after that.
Thank you.
Other questions?
So your wife is still concerned about the safety of guns in the house?
She actually said that if we got the gun back from the police department, that, you know, we could have one gun in the safe, because she also has a pistol permit.
Does your older son have a pistol permit?
He does not.
Because he was in the house with the gun on top of the cabinet.
No, he does not.
Any other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses? All right, would you like to make a brief closing statement?
No, I just hope the board can take into account that from my previous statement that I am responsible. I just, I made a mistake, and like I said, it's something I have to live with, and looked at, but if you could, I would appreciate it. Believe nothing like this is ever going to happen again. Put anybody in harm's way like that.
Okay. Closing statement.
Thank you. So it's the state's position here that it only takes one of these moments to slip up, but unfortunately, I think the appellant's son showed that one moment was very quickly taken advantage of in this case, and that deeply worries me, that this individual is still living in the house, that there are concerns from another member of the family about this weapon being present in the house, and that it's relatively short in duration since this incident occurred. I know all of us that are responsible gun owners, me personally, I'll speak for myself, my procedures don't even talk to me until the gun is in the safe when I get home. I don't put it on a counter, I don't put it in a cabinet, and I think that's gun ownership 101, and I think maybe there could be a little break here with the ability to reapply in the future if the board upholds the revocation today. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain. Comments by the board? Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah. I was formerly chairman of Project Child Safe, which was the firearms industry's firearm safety program to protect children and careless adults from getting access to firearms. And the message in that clearly is every firearms owner has a serious responsibility to make sure the guns are secured when they're not in use. This was not a situation where you had to have the gun immediately available to you. This was simply a situation where, understandably, it's Thanksgiving and you're in a hurry, but you violated a safety practice, and as was just stated, it just in an instant, particularly in a case where, and you know better than we do, that your son was a disturbed individual and anything could have happened. And I know you live with this, but it's a serious violation of firearm safety rules, and we have to consider that when considering your case as to whether or not you should continue to have a permit. Thank you.
Other comments?
My only thought is this is the incident we know about where someone got a hold of the gun. I didn't ask, I probably should have. How many other times have you put the gun up on the cabinet, put it in a drawer, didn't put it in the safe when you got home, but nothing happened? Because to me, it's very doubtful that was the first time you put it unsecured and someone got a hold of it. It's more likely that it would have happened many times. This is the time that all this turned out really bad. Is that accurate? I mean, you've done that before.
Accurate, right. But I was always in the presence of it when it was there, and then I would lock it up at nighttime.
So to me, it seems like over time you've gotten a little lax with how you store it, and then one little thing changed, Thanksgiving, and you had to leave, and the son got it, where in reality the son could have gotten it many other times. I mean, you say you were in the house, but still, it only takes a second. Those are my thoughts.
So for comments? Okay. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnston.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing.
And Sheriff Lewis issuing authority at this time. That's 6-0 in favor of the issuing authority.
Thank you
all.
Thank you, sir.